I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is the Ingrained Insights Podcast, a forum to explore the wonderful world of grain-based snack and bakery products. Today's guest is Rowdy Brixey, President and CEO of Brixey Engineering. Welcome to the show, Rowdy.
Good morning.
Rowdy Brixey is a certified professional baker engineer with four decades of industry experience. He started as a bakery mechanic in 1981 at age 16 and advanced to vice president of engineering through his 28-year tenure at Interstate Brands Corp. He then became vice president of manufacturing for George Weston Bakeries. After BBU purchased George Weston, Rowdy became the director of engineering and maintenance optimization, leading both maintenance engineering for over 55 plants, but also project engineering for two-thirds of the U.S. During his last 3 years at Bimbo Bakeries, Rowdy developed and taught maintenance management teams. And in 2017, Rowdy started his own company, BEST, Brixey Engineering Strategies and Training, providing OSHA oven inspection services, maintenance training, and maintenance labor. Rowdy, please talk a bit more about the types of bakery facility inspections that you conduct.
Thank you for that introduction, Doug. As you already mentioned, we do OSHA third-party combustion safety inspections on ovens throughout the industry. And we also do maintenance audits. We do mechanical inspections, specifically on more of the, you know, the big three, the ovens, proofers, and coolers, with a focus on trying to prevent catastrophic failure and ensure compliance.
And as you're going through the inspection process with these different types of equipment, what are some of the top issues that you're seeing in the field?
First off, it's worth pointing out that overall, in the last 4 years since the company's been in business, we've started to see a decline in asset reliability. I guess you could restate that the risk of catastrophic failure overall is rising. Now, I think, you know, that's being driven somewhat by the volume created through the COVID. Also turnover, even maybe some early retirements as it relates to, you know, some of the older individuals that may be in the plants, looking to avoid being in the crowds. But, and then you've got the impact of illness, but, you know, you combine those elements, turnover drives inexperienced, associates, many of which are responsible for these critical assets. And then the additional volume means you've got to really maximize your time with that asset when it's available.
So we're pushing this equipment to its limits. And in some cases, we're losing the folks who perhaps have been performing maintenance on these machines for perhaps decades.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't think the industry's unaware of the fact that we're losing talent at a faster rate than we're gaining it, so to speak. People no longer really are known for going into a particular industry and staying, you know, from early 20s till they retire. But you combine that, I think, with the additional volume, there's just fewer plants. Used to be, you know, you'd have several bakeries within every small town. Now there's, you know, one plant supporting maybe, if not the entire nation, at least several hundred miles, 500 to 1,000.
What are some of the specific issues that will come up when you are maybe pushing equipment to its breaking point?
Well, if you're going to potentially have a breakdown, an unplanned breakdown or event in between, which then takes away your critical down day window for maintenance. In other words, you may have forecasted, say, 130 hours of volume and, you know, out of 168 in that week. But if you lose 10 hours to unplanned events, that's going to ultimately erode or come out of your down day window. And then you're sharing that down day window now with probably a more intense sanitation crew that may be, you know, required to spend even more time sanitizing and preparing not just the equipment, but maybe the area in which individuals cohabitate. Ultimately, you're having less time for the mechanic to observe the equipment. Maybe because of their inexperience, they don't really operate very effectively. They don't necessarily know what to look for. And they may be, you know, looking at the can't see the forest for the trees type of thing, where a big risk is right in front of them, but they don't identify it until it becomes a downtime event.
other indicators in terms of number of hours run on the line? Are there certain benchmarks that you look for when you say, okay, that it's time to schedule your planned maintenance and it's time to take a close look at the equipment before we run into issues?
Well, I would like to think that most management teams have some KPIs, some critical performance indicators that they monitor. But if I was to give someone some generic two or three things, is really look at your, you know, your run rate for unplanned events. If that's beginning to trend up, your unplanned events, well, it's going to erode or take time away from planned events somewhere, somehow. I mean, there's just not an endless pool of man hours available. So if people are being diverted from, let's say, a really good plan, whether it be maintenance, sanitation, and being diverted to these unplanned events, how are you going to backfill that gap? I think ultimately that drives, you know, kind of the run to failure. And you can get into that stage and kind of not even know you're there until it's too late. So if you're looking at those leading indicators, forecasting where am I going to be if this continues, then you're probably already potentially calling companies like mine in to, let's say, go do, you know, quarterly audits to avoid catastrophic failure. If you're not looking at leading indicators and you're only looking at lagging indicators like wasted downtime, again, that just kind of, it's kind of like putting on pounds, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas. It can sneak up on you, and the next thing you know, you're really in dire straits.
You talked about we don't have an unlimited number of man hours. What are some of the ways that perhaps a company can learn from your process in terms of observing what you do to try and stay ahead of the ball a little bit?
You know, as companies get to know us through the required annual OSHA audit, they've learned that we also point out a lot of mechanical issues that are not necessarily a requirement of an OSHA audit, but we normally bolt on a mechanical inspection along with that. And then even with some companies, they do a revolving inspection of proofers and coolers, which again, there's no requirement. But if they see the value in our oven reports that show, say, bearing issues, chain issues, track issues, potentially tuning issues, that has really opened up and provided a lot of growth for us to provide a maintenance service. That service includes training many times, or retuning the equipment to run properly, maybe auditing their preventive maintenance task, because, you know, not everything is equally important. You know, your car, for instance, not everything in the owner's manual would have to be done if you were on a real short stop at a service station. And it's kind of the same for the bakery equipment. If you had endless time, 2 24-hour down days, then maybe you do everything on that list. But if you've only got an 8-hour window and you need to split part of that with sanitation, you definitely want to focus on the critical few tasks. So many times we'll do a variety of services. One, do the audit of the machine, and along with that, have a mechanic shadow us and show them what we look for, review the PM as we go, and kind of red circle the things that you always need to make sure you check or always make sure you service. And then the things that maybe you could move those frequencies out to either a slower period of the year or address that issue completely different. In other words, don't just keep inspecting it. Start looking at the number of run hours or cycles, and then just change the part versus tear it down, inspect it, put it back together, and hope that in between those two inspections, you don't have a unplanned failure.
With the increased output that we've seen over the past year and the continuation of this pandemic, do you foresee that the stress that we're putting on our equipment and the increased throughput and the demand is going to increase going into 2021 remain about the same? What's your projection?
I do believe for the first two quarters of 2021, the volume's going to remain high. I think the uncertainty of how the vaccine's going to, you know, the effectiveness, let's say, of the vaccine, and when we'll really start to see society settle down, if you will, and feel comfortable. And you know, one kind of maybe replaces the other. How many people have been waiting to go to restaurants? So we may have seen restaurant volume as it relates to bakeries go down. But as soon as people get the all clear to go back to restaurants, I kind of think in the back half of the year, we'll see it go more from, say, sales that are at a supermarket for, you know, bread and cakes and things shift to restaurants. So I'm not so sure the plants will see volume go down, but I do think you'll see it switch gears. Now, that may be a big surprise for plants that have been slow on volume for the last 8 months because they're 100% restaurant focused. But for folks that are equally distributed across restaurant as well as, say, the supermarkets, I don't think they're going to see much reduction in volume in 2021.
Yeah, well, I know that there are a lot of folks out there who would love to see that food service business pick up. It's been just a catastrophic year for that sector. And I think everybody, you're right, everybody's going to be anxious to get out and get into their favorite restaurants again. And we'll all look forward to that business picking up. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Rowdy.
Well, Doug, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. And hopefully for those that are seeing a lull in their volume, they can get ahead and be prepared now. And for those that are struggling with volume, you know, there's quarterly audits that might benefit from a third party to come in and give them some assistance.
Yeah, absolutely. For additional insights from Rowdy Brixey, visit snackandbakery.com for a Q&A that digs deeper into his recent bakery facility inspection work. Thank you for spending time with us today. This is Ingrained Insights.